Day 1, Trump signs 10 executive orders impacting border security, immigration. By Bob Price on January 21, 2025. Washington, D.C., President Donald Trump signed at least 10 executive orders on his first day in office impacting border security, illegal immigration, and crimes by people illegally present in the United States. 1. Securing our borders. This executive order will reverse many of the policies of the Biden administration that led to millions of illegal aliens crossing the border during the past 4 years. It will restart border wall construction programs, end catch and release programs, deter and prevent unlawful entry into the U.S., detain migrants to the maximum extent allowed by law, remove all aliens who enter or remain in violation of federal law, pursue prosecution of those who facilitate their unlawful presence in the United States, enhance federal-state cooperation partnerships, and complete operational control of the borders of the United States. 2. Declaring a national emergency at the southern border of the United States. America's sovereignty is under attack. Our southern border is overrun by cartels, criminal gangs, known terrorists, human traffickers, smugglers, unvetted military-age males from foreign adversaries, and illicit narcotics that harm Americans, including America. The order then declares that a national emergency exists at the southern border of the United States, and that Section 12302 of Title 10, United States Code, is invoked and made available, according to its terms, to the secretaries of the military departments concerned, subject to the direction of the Secretary of Defense. The executive order authorizes the Department of Defense and/or the secretaries of each military department to deploy as many units or members of the armed forces, including the Ready Reserve and the National Guard, as the Secretary of Defense determines to be appropriate to support the activities of the Secretary of Homeland Security in obtaining complete operational control of the southern border of the United States. The order calls for the construction of additional barriers and the deployment of unmanned aerial systems. It also revokes President Joe Biden's January 20, 2021, executive orders with respect to the southern border of the United States and the redirection of funds diverted to border wall construction. 3. Designating cartels and other organizations as foreign terrorist organizations and specially designated global terrorists. This executive order designates certain international cartels and other organizations as foreign terrorist organizations. The order states, the cartels functionally control, through a campaign of assassination, terror, rape, and brute force nearly all illegal traffic across the southern border of the United States. In certain portions of Mexico, they function as quasi-governmental entities, controlling nearly all aspects of society. The cartels' activities threaten the safety of the American people, the security of the United States, and the stability of the international order in the Western Hemisphere. Their activities, proximity to, and incursions into the physical territory of the United States pose an unacceptable national security risk to the United States. In addition to the cartel designations, the order also designates the Venezuelan Tren de Aragua, TA, and the La Mara Salvatrucha, MS-13, as foreign terrorist organizations. Their campaigns of violence and terror in the United States and internationally are extraordinarily violent, vicious, and similarly threaten the stability of the international order in the Western Hemisphere, the order states. The President ordered the Attorney General and Secretary of Homeland Security to invoke the Alien Enemies Act to aid in the enforcement of this order. 4. Guaranteeing the state's protection against invasion. I have determined that the current state of the southern border reveals that the federal government has failed in fulfilling this obligation to the states and hereby declare that an invasion is ongoing at the southern border, which requires the federal government to take measures to fulfill its obligation to the states, President Trump wrote. The order lists several items calling for the suspension of entry and actions to repel the invasion. The order shall remain in effect until I issue a finding that the invasion at the southern border has ceased. 5. Protecting the American people against invasion. This order calls for the faithful execution of immigration laws against all inadmissible and removable aliens, particularly those aliens who threaten the safety or security of the American people. The order expressly revokes President Biden's Executive Orders 13,993, 14,010, 14011, and 14012. The order creates Homeland Security Task Forces, HSTF, for each state to support the Attorney General and the Department of Homeland Security to dismantle cross-border human smuggling and trafficking networks, and the presence of criminal cartels, foreign gangs, and transnational criminal organizations, and end the scourge of human smuggling and trafficking, with a particular focus on such offenses involving children. Unregistered aliens will be required to comply with the requirements of Part 7 of Chapter 12 of Title 8 U.S.C. The order calls for efficient and expedited removal of aliens from the United States and orders the Department of Homeland Security to take action to create sufficient detention facilities to facilitate removal operations. The order also encourages voluntary compliance with the law and for migrants to begin self-removal actions. The Secretary of State is ordered to implement sanctions against countries that refuse to accept removed migrants. The President ordered the Attorney General and Secretary of Homeland Security, to the maximum extent possible under law, to take action against so-called sanctuary jurisdictions that interfere with federal law enforcement actions. The order will result in the denial of federal funds to sanctuary jurisdictions. The order goes on to deny public benefits to illegal aliens and provides for the hiring of more agents and officers under the Department of Homeland Security. 6. Protecting the United States from foreign terrorists and other national security and public safety threats. This order is intended to protect the citizens of the United States from aliens who intend to commit terrorist attacks, threaten our national security, espouse hateful ideology, or otherwise exploit the immigration laws for malevolent purposes. The order calls for increased screening and vetting of migrants across multiple agencies, including the Departments of State and Homeland Security and the National Intelligence Agency. These agencies must, within 60 days, identify countries for which vetting and screening information is so deficient as to warrant a partial or full suspension on the admission of nationals. It calls for identifying how many nationals from those countries have entered or have been admitted into the United States on or since January 20, 2021. 7. Clarifying the military's role in protecting the territorial integrity of the United States. As Chief Executive and as Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces of the United States, I have no more solemn responsibility than protecting the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the United States along our national borders, President Trump wrote. The Armed Forces of the United States have played a long and well-established role in securing our borders against threats of invasion. A national emergency currently exists along the southern border of the United States. Unchecked unlawful mass migration and the unimpeded flow of opiates across our borders continue to endanger the safety and security of the American people and encourage further lawlessness, the president continued. Through this order, I am acting in accordance with my solemn duty to protect and defend the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the United States along our national borders. The president ordered the Northern Command, US NORTHCOM, to, within 10 days, take on the mission to seal the borders and maintain sovereignty, territorial integrity and security of the United States by repelling forms of invasion. These include unlawful mass migration, narcotics trafficking, human smuggling and trafficking, and other criminal activities. The president ordered a Level 3 planning requirement within 30 days. The order calls for a campaign planning requirement for US NORTHCOM to provide steady state southern border security, seal the border, and maintain the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and security of the United States by repelling forms of invasion, including unlawful mass migration, narcotics trafficking, human smuggling and trafficking, and other criminal activities. 8. Restoring the death penalty and protecting public safety. Capital punishment is an essential tool for deterring and punishing those who would commit the most heinous crimes and acts of lethal violence against American citizens, President Trump wrote. Our founders knew well that only capital punishment can bring justice and restore order in response to such evil. The order rescinds actions taken by President Biden to create a moratorium on federal executions. Specifically, President Trump ordered additional death penalty punishment for cases involving the murder of a law enforcement officer or a capital crime committed by an alien illegally present in this country. 9. Protecting the meaning and value of American citizenship. This order is intended to clarify the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and entitlement to birthright citizenship. The 14th Amendment states, "All persons born or naturalized in the United States, and subject to the jurisdiction thereof, are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside." The privilege of United States citizenship is a priceless and profound gift, Trump wrote. The 14th Amendment has never been interpreted to extend citizenship universally to everyone born within the United States. The 14th Amendment has always excluded from birthright citizenship persons who were born in the United States but not subject to the jurisdiction thereof. The president ordered the federal government to stop the issuance of documents recognizing United States citizenship, or accept documents issued by state, local, or other governments or authorities purporting to recognize United States citizenship to persons, 1, when that person's mother was unlawfully present in the United States and the person's father was not a United States citizen or lawful permanent resident at the time of said person's birth, or, 2, when that person's mother's presence in the United States was lawful but temporary, and the person's father was not a United States citizen or lawful permanent resident at the time of said person's birth. The order will be effective on births that take place 30 days or more after the date of this order. The order does not impact the entitlement of other individuals, including children of lawful permanent residents, to obtain documentation of their United States citizenship. 10. Realigning the United States Refugee Admissions Program. This order suspends the U.S. Refugee Admissions Program, USRAP, beginning on January 27, 2025. The order requires the evaluation of refugee admissions to be on a case-by-case basis and be in the national interests of the United States. It gives states more input into refugee resettlement. It also revokes a Biden-era executive order basing refugee status to persons based on climate change. More information on these and other executive orders signed by President Trump on January 20, 2025, can be found at whitehouse.gov. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He also serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.